could you talk Jake on your first year as a starter? What it's been like for you?
Yeah, you know, it's there's been some ups and downs. Obviously, not where we'd like to be record-wise, but you know, some really encouraging things happening for us. Guys continuing to play hard and you know, just keep working hard throughout practice, week in and week out. So you know, those things are encouraging.
Do you have a vision for what the future looks like?
Yeah. I think we have a really good core of talented players here, and guys that, like I said, are wanting to do the right thing and working hard, even when you know, we know that we don't have the opportunity to play for any more games this year than the 16 we're guaranteed. So, you know, I think it's a great group of guys that believes in this team and believes in the guys in this locker room, and doing everything we can to build momentum going in the off season now.
Jake, how tough is it to keep playing when, like you said, you know that you don't have any games beyond the 16 that everybody gets?
I think it's difficult, but I think, you know, you learn a lot about your team and the guys on your team in a situation like that. It's real easy, I think, to cash in and say, oh, you know, I don't want to get hurt or this, whatever. There's a bunch of different reasons to shut it down and just say, you know what, I'll come back next year ready to go. And I don't feel like this team has done that at all. And that's something that I'm very proud of and happy to be a part of.
You've never played in Lambeau Field, right?
No, this will be my first time.
Do you have a feel for, I mean, do you know anything about this place, or are you intrigued by it?
I've been a football fan my whole life, ever since I could understand what was happening as a little kid. So I've watched many, many games at Lambeau Field, you know, having the announcers talking about the frozen tundra and, you know, just the history that comes along with the Green Bay Packers. I think that anybody who is a football fan understands that field, and its history, some of the games played there, and it's exciting to have the opportunity to compete and on that field.
With all the injuries up front, do your linemen wear name tags to help you out? I mean, I guess what's the challenge with kind of a revolving door of linemen?
Well, they have, we do have the name plates on the back of the jerseys, but no, most of the guys that we're getting in here are guys that some of them we had during camp, maybe let go, you know, when you had to cut the roster down. Now they're coming back. Had a few new guys, get comfortable with the guys really quick, and you know, they've done a great job of really picking up what we're doing, picking up our system, and having confidence in it.
Jake, can you talk about your relationship with Matt and how he's helping you?
Yeah, he's I think you guys probably know a little bit about him, but just a great guy to learn from. You know, he has so much knowledge of the game, and he's been helpful to me in more ways than one, on the field, off the field. He has a lot of little things that maybe, you know, wouldn't seem important to me as a younger player, but when you institute it and work on some of the things that he talks about, it does make a difference for you.
Is he one of those guys that comes to you with stuff? Do you go to him? Is it kind of a two-way street there?
Yeah, it's kind of a two-way street. You know, he's been real receptive of me, asking him questions, trying to learn things from him. But he's also, you know, that's the great part about him. It doesn't have to be me initiating it. He'll come to me and say, hey, look, this is a situation where this can happen. This is what I've learned. This is, you know, take it for what it's worth, but this is what I've taken from it over my 15 years playing. So he'll give me advice and kind of let me know his experiences, even if I don't ask for him.
Jake, I know you've watched probably film of the last three or four Packer games. What jumps out at you when this team is with or without Matthews?
You know, he's a game changer. You know, you guys know that. He's very talented defensive player. You know, he creates problems in the run game and the pass game, and you got to know where he is and be ready for a challenge all day when he lines up across from you.
I know it's unfair to compare, and because there's so many different variables around it, but do you feel any pressure to achieve as a young quarterback when you look at some of the young quarterbacks in the league going great guns?
Excuse me, sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
Yeah, do you feel any pressure just because of some of the other young quarterbacks in the league putting up big numbers? Do you feel any pressure to to do the same? I know it's different circumstances and it's hard to compare, but do you feel any pressure that way?
No. You know, those guys have. There's a lot of guys that are doing really well for themselves. But like you said, I think you got to just focus on what you're doing and how you can improve week in and week out, and not try and compare yourself to other guys. Just try and be the best player that you can be, and grow each week.
How helpful is it to have a home run hitter like Chris? You know, to have teams respect play action, if nothing else.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's, I think as you guys saw last week with his 94-yarder, he's a guy that every time he touches it has the opportunity to break a big one. And, you know, as a quarterback, it's always exciting when you hand it off to a guy like that, and you know there's that capability.
How much are you going to miss Kendall Wright if he's out?
You know, Kendall is being a guy that's explosive for us, especially once you get the ball in his hands, run after catch. He just got a great feel for the game of football, and you know, he's been one of our key guys all year. So, you know, depending on how he comes along this week, you know, he's a guy that you'll miss on Sunday if he's not able to be out there.